This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Earth equals heart, so cook a meal that doesn't require an alibi. Let's not pretend Earth Day is about one day anymore. That ship sailed somewhere between the first iceberg carving on Instagram and the last lonely bee trying to cross-pollinate a monoculture wasteland. Earth Day 2025 isn't just a symbolic nod, it's a neon flare shot across the biosphere, a call not just to protect the planet, but to stop breaking up with it three times a day via our food choices. Our food choices are environmental love letters, or breakups, three times daily. And here's a wild thought, Earth is an anagram of heart. Coincidence? Maybe. But let's run with it. Because something is changing, not fast enough for the forests or the fish, but enough to whisper perhaps, just perhaps, we're learning to eat with our hearts again. This isn't just wordplay, it's a shift in planetary intimacy. The meat industry, that wheezing, soy-fed juggernaut of the 20th century, is starting to look like the boomer uncle at the vegan wedding, clutching relevance like a warm ham sandwich. Global meat consumption per capita is plateauing. In Germany, meat intake dropped to a 33-year low last year, according to Statista. In the US, Gen Z is increasingly flexitarian. One survey showed 65% are actively reducing animal products. In the UK, nearly half of consumers now identify as meat reducers. Meat's cultural dominance is cracking, especially among the young. Meanwhile, what are we doing with our forks instead? Rediscovering roots, replanting purpose, seaweed snacks, mycelium steaks, regenerative grains, and cultured everything. We're not just eating for flavour or fad, we're nibbling our way toward a different kind of intimacy with the planet. A plate that knows where it came from and gives back more than it takes. Food is becoming reciprocal again, restorative, not extractive. There's a cultural composting going on. The post-pandemic palate is hungry not just for immunity boosts and gut bugs, but for reconnection with land, with ritual, with story. Think of the indigenous chefs reviving ancient foodways or urban farms turning concrete into chlorophyll. Think of the taro bar in Hawaii, the millet renaissance in India, the explosion of chickpea tofu and mung bean eggs. These aren't just ingredients, they're declarations, tiny, tasty acts of planetary re-nurturing. Food as a cultural reclamation project, re-nurturing through rootedness. Let's be clear, the system's still broken. Industrial food still burns more fossil fuel than most countries. Billion-dollar meat conglomerates are still greenwashing cow burps. And sustainable labels often mean squat without transparency. But zoom in and there's movement. Plant-based sales are rebounding after a rocky 2023, especially among health-conscious men and climate-aware teens, GFI report. Bio-manufactured meat, cultivated, despite regulatory hurdles, is progressing fast with Singapore, and Israel are eating it already. Regenerative agriculture is no longer a hippie fantasy, but a funded framework, from Patagonia's food line to conscious food farms in New Zealand. The cracks in the system are also the sites of innovation. If Earth equals heart, then every plate is a pulse check. A test of how much we've remembered food is not a product, it's a relationship. So yes, let's celebrate Earth Day. But let's also compost the tokenism and chew on the real question. What if every day, every snack, every shared meal was a quiet act of planetary romance? A whisper to the Earth that we see you, we hear you, we'll do better. Food is emotional. It can rebind us to the earth, bite by bite. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.